إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to share an experience with you which demonstrates the mercy and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And this is that I finished my last night quite late at night, finished my askar and all that, and I was almost asleep. I was kind of in that state, and I was reflecting and thinking about the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of all the different reasons why I need to thank Him. And suddenly I found myself doing dhikr, saying, Ya Aziz, Ya Ghafoor. So I did that for some time, Ya Aziz, Ya Ghafoor. And then I thought to myself, is this how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to Himself anywhere in the Quran? You can of course do dhikr of any of the Asma'ullahi ta'ala, but I thought, let me see, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refer to Himself as Aziz wal Ghafoor? And this does not reflect well on me, but alhamdulillah, this is the truth. When I searched, I found this ayat of Surah Al-Mulk, which alhamdulillah I read every night before I go to sleep, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. So first of all, I felt very ashamed and berated myself that I read this ayat every day with such great awareness that I can't even remember where Allah said Al-Aziz wal-Ghafoor, may Allah forgive me. But then I was very thankful to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that He reminded me of this. And then I continued to make this zikr, Ya Aziz, Ya Ghafoor, for some time. And then the actual meaning of this ayah hit me, and Allahi, I thought I must share this with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. And this ayat and this meaning I have also mentioned several times in further reminders and all that. Allah said, they are correct, I have created death and life in order that we may test you to see which one of you does the best deeds. So the test here is not between halal and haram. It's between two things which are halal, but which is the superior one? Ahsan wa amala. So ahsan min al amal. So which is the best among the deeds? So Allah is not saying who will do sin and who will not do sin. Sin is not the issue here. The issue here is that there are two good things to do. Which is the better one? So for example, you're sitting in the, say Salah for example. The question here is not between somebody who will pray and who will not pray, but maybe between someone who prays at home and someone who goes to the masjid to pray. So between the two, the ahsan amal is to go to the masjid and pray. And so on. So different kinds of things that we might do and say, which is the better of the two deeds. For example, Rasulullah ﷺ, once he mentioned to the Sahaba and he said that, help your brother when he is in need by giving him a loan. If he needs money, give him a loan. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you more for that then for sadaqah. So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, how is it possible when we give a loan, we take it back? We're not talking about interest, obviously, but when we give a loan, we take it back. Whereas sadaqah, we give it, we don't take it back. So why is the reward for the loan more than the reward for sadaqah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will reward you more for the loan because you are giving the loan when your brother needs it. Sadaqah, you give when you feel like giving it. You see the hikmah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, Allah will reward you more for the loan, even though you take it back. But you are actually helping the brother when he needs it. So Allah gives you a greater reward for that. Rather than sadaqah, because sadaqah we will give wherever we feel like it. For example, people take out all their zakat and they give the sadaqat in Ramadan. Now people may not necessarily need the money in Ramadan. They may have needed the money in Dhul Hijjah or some time. Wallahu alam. So the loan is superior for that reason. Similarly, once Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was in Etikaf, in Masjid Nabawi, in Nafil Etikaf. And a man came looking for him and he said, "Oh, SubhanAllah, you are here in Etikaf. And I was looking for you." So says, Abdullah ibn Umar said, "You were looking for me and you found me." He said, No, I was looking for you because I wanted to take you to meet somebody who I owe money to, and that man is being hard on me. And I thought if I take you and if you make sifarish for me, if you intercede for me, then he will be lenient on me. But now you are in Etikaf, so you can't help me." So Abdullah ibn Umar said, "No, I'll come with you." So he said, "You will break your Etikaf?" He said, "Yes." He said, "How can you break your Etikaf?" He said, "Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that to help a brother in need is superior than sitting in Etikaf for 1 month." So now, ahsanu amal, which is the better amal? So Allah said, "Khalaqal mawta wal hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala." So this meaning of this ayat and so on, as I mentioned before, I have mentioned it to you, and alhamdulillah, I understood this also. But why is Allah saying, "Wahuwa al-azizul ghafoor"? And this is what hit me. Why is Allah saying this? And I thought to myself, wallahi, this is the rahmah of my Rabb. Allah is mentioning, is talking about the test. And then Allah is saying, "Wahuwa al-aziz." He is the most powerful. He cannot be defeated. He has got, there's no one superior to him. "Wahuwa al-aziz wal ghafoor." And he is the one who forgives. So I thought, here is this ayah, Allah is saying, here is the issue of test. And in this test, the one who wins will win. But what about the one who will lose? And I said, this is for me, wallah. This is for me. So what about the one who will lose? Because I will lose, wallah, I guarantee I will lose. There is no doubt about this fact. I will lose. And my Rabb is saying to me, "Wahuwa al-aziz wal-ghafoor." But he will forgive you. But he will forgive you. He can punish you, but he will not punish you. He has the power to punish you, but he will not punish you. "Wahuwa al-aziz wal-ghafoor." So I said, this ayat is for us, for people like us. Woh jeet gaya, so jeet gaya. Hamara kya hoga? Hum toh jeetne walon mein se nahi hai. Hum toh harne walon mein se. Allah keh rahe, harne wale ko fikar mat karo. Hum maaf kare. Maaf kare. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ لَكَدْ هَنَّفْكَرِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this in an even more stronger sense, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Az-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ وَيُكَوِّرُ النَّهَارَ عَلَى اللَّيْلِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ كُلٌّ يَجْرِي لِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى أَلَا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفَّارُ. Now this ayat came to me from our friend and our teacher, Maulana Mufti Azam Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum. When I sent him this note that this is what happened to me, my ahwal, he sent me this ayat and he said, "Iska bhi maza, iski bhi lazzat lijiye." He said, see the beauty and the taste of this ayat. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is mentioning His glory and majesty. He is the one who created the samawat wal ard, the heavens and the earth. Bil haqq, and truly, in truth. And then He is the one, yukavviru layla ala nahari wa yukavviru nahara ala layl. He is the one who extracts the night from the day and the day from the night. And His kawwara is a way of expressing it, which actually specifically mentions the scientific way in which the day and night happens, thanks to the rotation of the earth. It is not just extracting as in pulling out, no. It is extracting in the way which relates to the rotation of the earth. So that's a different, in the cosmology of the Quran, this is a different discussion. But very specifically, this mentions this, And then Allah says, وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ كُلُّ يَجْرِي لِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And Allah has made and commanded the sun and the moon, and they go on their track and they go in their orbits until the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides.
Who?
Allah, and this is truly, هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفَّارُ. Now here, غَفُور, and غَفَّار is the superlative form of the one who forgives. So, Ghafoor is the one who forgives. Al-Ghaffar, it is like Razik and Razzaq. So, this is in this way. So, Ghaffar is the superlative form of Ghafoor. And here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, He is Al-Ghaffar. So, see the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is when I also remembered the beautiful hadith of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, who asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with respect to Laylatul Qadr. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, if I find Laylatul Qadr, then what dua must I make in this Laylatul Qadr? Now see the importance of that moment. Here is this unique moment which will come only once in a year. And that also has been kept hidden. One of the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And she says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, if I find this night, if I get this night, what dua must I make? And what does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach her? Which dua? Allahumma innaka afuun kareem tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. Allahumma, oh my Rabb, innaka, verily you are afuun kareem. You are the one who forgives and you are the one who has great izzah. Tuhibbul afu. And you love to forgive. You love to forgive. Fa'afu anni, so forgive me. Now see this. The du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are wahi. The ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are wahi. So the du'a which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes is not something which he makes on his own. It is something which has been given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask. And here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saying, ask me like this. Tell him, O Allah, you love to forgive. So forgive me. Forgive me not because I deserve forgiveness. Forgive me because you love to forgive. Eh? Forgive me because you love to forgive. Aap apni pasand ka kaam kijiye. Humse kya taluk hai? Humse koi taluk nahi. Aap apni pasand ka kaam kijiye. Jo aap pasand karte, wo aap kijiye. Hum jo bhi hain, sifat aapki. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself like this. Imagine in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself like this. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he say? وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. In another place, Allah says he is غَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, غَافِرُ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلُ التَّوْبِ. He is the one who forgives sins. He is the one who forgives, who accepts tawbah. And of course, all the other ayat which relate to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Allah will forgive all sins. So all of this together, but I'm relating specifically to this ayat of Suratul Mulk, which we recite every day and many, many times. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu that He reminds us of His forgiveness. And he says, in all the tests of life, inshallah, we will do our best. But those who like me, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us, who know we cannot succeed. For us, Allah is saying, don't lose hope. Because I am Al-Ghaffar. I am Al-Ghafoor. I am Al-Wadood. I am the one who forgives. I am As-Sattar. I am the one who covers and hides the sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. And we ask and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that we cannot thank Him as it is His right to be thanked. But we thank Him and we ask Him jalla jalalu to take our broken and insufficient thanks and to make it muzayyan and to make it complete and then accept it in a form that is fitting with His grace and majesty. From us, inshallah, that we thank Him for His mercy and for reminding us over and over again about His forgiveness. is also a reminder for us to make tawbah. Because if Allah has reminded us, I will forgive, then it is the time to make tawbah. So we make tawbah right now as we speak, as we hear, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our sins, and we make sincere niyyah that we will inshallah musta'an not repeat any of these sins. Whatever we did wrong, Ya Rab, please forgive us, and inshallah give us the strength not to do it again. And we make the niyyah that we will not do anything deliberately which is against your will and which you don't like. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.